It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to continue the conversation about content and content creation, and I want to dive a little deeper into the three E's of creating content. Now, like I said before in last week's podcast, when I was talking about my early days on social media and how I kind of started to use social media more as a tool than as for pleasure and for personal reasons. This was long before TikTok, but long before Instagram as well. And it was kind of just after the days of LiveJournal. Facebook and Twitter were the two major platforms. And I chose Twitter to be my main platform to use to promote the bottle drive events. Now, back when I was with the beer store and organizing all the events for the Return for Leukemia Bottle Drive, Returns for Leukemia Bottle Drive, we initially started out, like I'd said, as just a bottle drive. But as we started to grow and as I partnered with another manager, we kind of combined our efforts and we started to work on different events. Now, one of the ideas that I had come up with was I wanted to use a local company's idea, model it, but get their help with that as well. So if you're familiar with the company here in Windsor, Ontario, by the name of Windsor Eats, you kind of see where I'm going with this. So Windsor Eats is a tourism company here in Windsor, Ontario, and they do so many great tours and events and classes and all those kinds of things. One of the things that they had, one of their big major events was called the Wine Trail Rides. So what that is you would drive out to a local winery and they would have a tour set up. So everybody brought their bikes with them. You started at whatever winery it was. You kind of did a tasting there with a food pairing. And then safely, they would guide you on bike to the next winery. Now, in Essex County, there's tons of different wineries, and they're all relatively close, but it's still a good bike ride. So you're not only getting your exercise by biking from winery to winery, but you're getting a different food pairing with a couple different wines that brewery or that winery did. Well, I really liked that idea, but I wanted to do that with beer, and I also wanted to do that locally here in the city instead of out in the county. So I approached the Windsor Eats and we started to have some conversations on what that would look like. Unfortunately, at that time, the first year we did it, there were no local breweries. The second year, the Walkabout Brewery was just starting out. They were just kind of rebranding from the old brewery that had been shut down for a couple of years, new owners, and they were making it into what it is today. But the second year, that wasn't even open yet. But the first year, there was nothing. So they took care of the restaurant and food side of things. I took care of the beer side of things. And I went with as many small Ontario breweries as I could, craft breweries, instead of the major brands. So I think the first year we had Steam Whistle, we had Muskoka, we had Wellington, and there was another brewery. But what we did was we started at local restaurants. We did a food pairing and tasted some beer, went on to the next restaurant, did the same thing. And we kind of made a loop around the city, getting back to one of the main beer stores in the city, where you were able to buy these products. So if you like Steam Whistle or Muskoka, they had that product there. And you could take that away in your car with your bike. The first year wasn't really that popular. It wasn't that successful. We still made a little bit of money. We sold some tickets, but it wasn't that big. And that's kind of where we started pumping up our use on Twitter to kind of market the event. Now, again, like I said last week, I really had no idea how to create strategies, how to create the content needed to get the people to these events. As the years went on, I kind of figured it out year after year and trial and error. And the event grew to, I think, 40, 50 some odd riders at the last one we did. But it really grew to make a lot of money for this bottle drive. Now, I've learned significantly more than I did back then. And this is exactly what we do, is we create strategies for our clients so they can grow their accounts depending on what their goals are. And part of that strategy is the content and what goes into that. And the title of the podcast is the 3 E's. So I kind of want to talk about the 3 E's now, just so you have an idea when you're creating your strategies, what you want in your content. The first E is education. You want to be able to educate your audience. You want to position yourself as the expert in your industry. And it doesn't matter what that is. So you want to create content that educates your audience and provides them with value. Obviously, you don't want to give all of your secrets away. You don't want to do everything for free, but you want to provide a lot of value and educate your audience of whatever that industry is. Like this podcast right now, I'm providing you with some education on how to create content and educating you on what the 3 E's are. Now, the next step is you want to be entertaining. I may not be the most entertaining person in the world, but I do try. But you don't want to be boring and bland and just stick with a small script. You want to entertain your audience a little bit. So kind of throw some fun memes in there, throw some GIFs, throw videos in there that are entertaining and that hook your audience in so they want to learn more. They want to see what this value is. Lastly, it's probably one of the more important ones. It's engage. You want to be engaging with your audience and you want to go out and engage with your audience to get them to this content that you've created. So first and foremost, you want to create content that's engaging. You want to be able to ask questions to your audience. You want to have them in the comment sections on your Facebook post, your YouTube, your Instagram. You want them to retweet and tweet back. You want them commenting on TikTok, whatever the case may be. You want to position your content so people will engage with it. The next step to that is you also want to engage with your Dream 100. You want to engage with your audience. So as you're going out into your Dream 100, looking at their content, you want to engage with them to start building that relationship. Going out and engaging on their content will in turn help get them to your content and engage with that content as well. So that's the 3 E's. Educate your audience. You want to entertain your audience and you want to engage with your audience. Using those 3 steps in creating your content will go a long way in helping you build out your strategy and get more followers and get the right followers. So with all of that said, I've set up 30 days worth of content and I have all 3 of these 3 E's in this 30 days of content. So you don't have to do the legwork. It's already done for you. And I'll tell you more on the next little clip after this. So with all of that said, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you got it educated you and you got some value out of it. Hopefully it entertained you a little bit. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hold up one quick second. I have something for you that's absolutely free and it's going to change your life. Now, when I first started creating content, I struggled quite often. I had writer's block and it wasn't easy coming up with consistent content. Now, that's something I don't want you to have to go through. I've already been there, done that, learned from my mistakes. And everything that I've learned, I want to hand off to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one of the resources I created that has 30 days worth of content absolutely free. All you have to do is take that, tweak it to your own branding, and start creating that content in no time at all. All you have to do is head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, and it's all yours. 30 days of content, absolutely free. Again, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, and 30 days of content is all yours. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.